Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Many thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. The Lansing Symphony Orchestra and music director Timothy Muffet recently announced its 2014-2015 season. WKAR's Peter Wharf joined Lansing State Journal classical music writer Ken Glickman in our studios for this preview of a lineup featuring both classical favorites and new music.
Well, clearly, Maestro Muffet is not afraid of it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't shy away from it. And I think he's really educated the audience very, very nicely. And people don't look at, we used to call it the middle piece.
Right.
Because an orchestra concert would start out with an overture and then a favorite symphony, and then they would stick in a Penderecki or a very modern piece that no one would want to hear, but they couldn't leave because they had to come back and hear the Brahms Fourth after the intermission. But Muffet doesn't do that. He really is very committed to the music that he schedules. And I mean, I remember a number of years ago he did Javelin.
Michael Torkey.
Which is a wonderful new piece, mm-hmm. and everyone was very excited about it. And so I think the Lansing audiences are now really open to hearing what great new piece Maestro Muffet has scheduled for us. Mm. I think the audience trusts Muffet. And it's great to see that.
We've been looking at what's coming out in the coming season, some of the works, some of the programs. What's different in your mind about what's happening in the 14-15 season?
What was surprising to me, Peter, was the fact that this is a real romantic year. Maestro Muffet told me that he didn't really mean it to be that way, but as he created the season, and to me this is such a difficult thing for a conductor to do, is to program a season. And as he was doing it, it just sort of turned out to be very romantic. I mean, the first concert itself, the Brook Violin Concerto and Tchaikovsky's Fifth in the same concert. But he starts out with a piece that, from his description, just sounds very exciting to me, and I'm really looking forward to hearing it. Gandolfi, The Garden of Cosmic Speculation. Do you love that?
Yeah, it seems to be a piece based on the work of renowned landscape architect Charles Jenks.
Wow.
And this is a garden that he's put together near his home in Scotland. And these are designs inspired by things in science and mathematics, shapes of black holes and fractals in sort of landscape architecture, if you can imagine. You can actually go to YouTube and have sort of a walkthrough of this landscape. So it'll be interesting to see what a musical landscape sounds like.
Well, and I think this is actually one of the great elements of Timothy Muffet as a conductor, is coming up with these pieces that who has ever heard of them, and they end up to be wonderful to listen to.
Michael Gandolfi is part of the composition department at the New England Conservatory of Music, and he's also involved as a faculty member with the Tanglewood Music Center, and his music will be performed on the opening concert of the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. Ken Glickman writes about classical music for the Lansing State Journal. We're talking about the upcoming 2014-15 season, which has just been released for the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. What else stands out to you this coming season, Ken?
I think on March 7th, we've got it's almost a world premiere. Marjan Helms is a composer who works at the community music school here.
One of the founding members of the community
One of the founding members and a wonderful composer, very lyrical, very beautiful music. Mm-hmm. And she was commissioned by the Jackson Symphony to write a piece for Richard Sherman, who is the principal flutist of the Lansing Symphony. And so it was performed about a month ago in Jackson, called 7 Ascents for Flute and Orchestra. And it's a long work. It's about a 45-minute work. I was there. It's a beautiful piece. And Richard Sherman, as usual, was outstanding. He is really a remarkable flutist and soloist. And I think this is an important piece, and she's a local composer, and I think it's going to be something that people are going to talk about. And it's on the same concert. It's really a wonderful concert. A Mozart overture, the Helms piece, and the Elgar Enigma variations. I think it's a great coupling.
Here's a little bit of the sound of Marjan Helms, her work entitled Hope. What else is coming up a little bit later in the season, maybe, that jumps out to you, Ken?
Well, I'm really sort of looking forward to the last concert, because they're playing one of my favorite pieces, The Firebird.
Yeah.
And I just love Stravinsky's Firebird. It's so magical, and it's so visual whenever I hear the piece. But he also has a piece by Robert Aldridge, The Variations on a Folk Tune for Piano and Orchestra. I don't know anything about this. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to hearing it, again, because I trust Muffet's choice of music. And if he's going to stick it in the middle of a concert like this with all these great pieces, I know it's going to be good and interesting.
Really comes back to a really nice balance of well-known pieces, classical, romantic, and otherwise, and then music that's new to many of our ears.
Yeah, and we can hop skip here a little bit, a little farther back to October 11th. Another composer that a lot of people don't realize, but he's one of the leading composers of our generation, Kurnos. And he's doing Musica Celestis, Music of the Heavens. Again, I've heard his music before. The orchestra has played his music before, and I'm looking forward to that. And that's on the same concert as the Mendelssohn Italian Symphony and the Chopin Piano Concerto. So, again, it should be interesting.
Ken Glickman writes about classical music for the Lansing State Journal. Ken, thanks for taking the time to look at next season for the Lansing Symphony.
Sure. Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Whorf.